This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Welcome to the CBS Eye on Money podcast. It is Tuesday, October 4th. Mark, October. Pretty serious that we are there. We are in the last quarter of the year. Are you feeling upbeat about the last quarter of the year?
Oh, I love it. October, November, December, my three favorite months of the year by far.
Are you worried that we are going to have some sort of October crash, another leg down?
If I was approaching retirement, I would be concerned, but I'm far from it. So no, I'm not worried at all.
Oh, I meant to read this to you, by the way, because friend of the pod, Terry, sent me an email yesterday. You're going to love this. Friend of the pod. First thing she writes is, Jill, is it possible my 401k could be exactly where it is now, even 2 to 4 years from now? I write back, highly unlikely. Then she sends me, blows me a kiss. Then on Monday after the close, she says, people who plan to retire in the next couple of years must be pretty worried, which obviously she may count herself in that group. I said, yep, hence my advice, keep working. She says, I can't believe some of your callers talk about retiring at 50. That ain't gonna work. You know her. So I said, I know, even 60 freaks me out.
Sounds like maybe she's been kicking the idea of retirement around and now maybe second guessing things. I don't know.
I always say that if you're enjoying yourself and you can keep working, it's best to keep working. Another friend of the show who is in our DC bureau was asking me, I think it was in the spring, about retirement. And I said, don't think about retirement till after the next recession, because retirement is sort of one of those things like graduation from college, that timing can actually impact you in a bad way. So if you can not retire into a recession, it is better. Now, if you've got a big pension and you don't have to worry about it, so great, fine, no biggie. But I think for most of us, it is preferable to try to go out on a high, if you know what I mean, as in like the high of an economic cycle, or at least in a growth part of the cycle. All right, today, Mark, we have someone who appeared on the program in the early days of the podcast in September of 2017, coming back on the air 5 years later. It is James, who's on the line from outside of Philadelphia. Hello, James. How are you? Have you been for the last 5 years?
Very good. I took your advice to heart when you gave it to me in September of 2017. And
what'd I tell you to do?
We were right about to buy a house. You gave me a budget to buy the house. I went over the budget, but it worked out, so it's okay. Just kind of keep doing what I was doing and kind of really gave me a good, just a good pep talk for the next couple of years. And since then, I did the numbers. And since I talked to you last, my net worth has increased by $800,000. So
how much?
$800,000.
Holy smokes.
Where's our cut?
Really, exactly. Our cut is feeling so happy for you. So, James, how old are you now?
I am 41. My wife is 39.
And you have kids?
Two kids. One is 8. One is 4.
What was the price of the house that you purchased?
$520,000.
What do you think it's worth now, just out of curiosity?
Probably $650,000-ish.
Is there a mortgage that's outstanding on that?
Yes. I refied a couple times. It's down to about 390 at 2.875.
Wow. So do you guys both work? Do one of you stay home with the kids? What's happening?
So that actually, when we spoke to you last, that was my wife's, essentially, she was going to go on maternity leave in 2018, and she has been out of work since then. But my son will be going to kindergarten starting next year, so she's going to probably go back to work. But she's been essentially outside the home workforce for about 4 years.
Wow. How's that been?
Pretty good. She's great with the kids. Like she's great teaching them and helping them. It's been especially during the pandemic, having her while I was out and working made things so much easier mm-hmm. just to be able to have a parent at home, just kind of taking care of all of that.
That's awesome. Okay. So how about you? How much are you earning right now?
Right now, base is 215, and I would say my bonus works out to be about 30 to 35 a year.
Would you say you can, do you count on that bonus? It's been pretty,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I get paid quarterly on that. I'm pretty sure I can count on it. I got this job about a year ago, and it was a decent step up in my salary. And I think the job that I work for is a startup, and I'm pretty confident in my salary for at least the next year or 2 years. But then after that, I might have to take a step back. And by a step back, I mean going from like maybe 250 with, you know, salary and bonus to closer to 200.
Okay. Well, right now on that 250, are you making contributions to a retirement plan through work?
Yes. I maxed out the full 20 and a half.
How's the cash flow after you do that?
Very good. Our expenses are, it's funny because I still think of our expenses as fairly high because on an annualized basis, we're probably right about 90,000. But 90,000 on our after-tax income is still leaves us with probably about $80,000 or $90,000 at the end of the year.
Wow. How much have you saved in your retirement? Let's do that first.
So total is right now about $740,000. It's a mix, $500 in tax deferred and about $223 in Roth.
Okay, great. And right now when you're making your contributions, is that going into a Roth?
Yes.
Or are you splitting? Okay, so that the contribution is all Roth. Great. How about for the kiddos? Do we have some money saved for their education future?
Yeah, so I have a 529 for each of them. Combined, it's about 62. It's probably a little bit less now, but I contribute, I think, $400 a month for each of them. And thinking of increasing that a little bit.
So where else is the other money going to because that 80 or 90 grand? I mean, I know it wasn't always that, but do you have a brokerage account as well?
Yeah. So I just started a brokerage account just to start kind of funneling some of that stuff in there. We have some sinking funds for costs that I know are coming up. Just kind of, you know, we know we're going to have to get a minivan at some point, and prices of minivans. If you
is that
get
because
one.
If you live in the suburbs of Philadelphia, you have to have a minivan.
Just between the two kids, they have so much stuff, mm-hmm. and they're into that. You know, they're starting sports like lacrosse and soccer and blah blah blah, mm-hmm. and they just have so much stuff.
So, how much money is in that fund of like money that's going to be spent right now?
105.
Okay, and the brokerage account is how much?
About 30.
An emergency reserve fund that's apart from the sinking funds, or was that part of the sinking?
No, it's I have a separate account just for that, and that's 72.
Okay, that's great. This is all good news.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Anything else I should include on the balance sheet?
No, that's about it. I mean, okay. I have tended to oversave for stuff, and I'm kind of running out of things to save for. So all of the money now is just kind of coming through as cash flow. Obviously, we're going to keep putting stuff away. And that's kind of my question in terms of, you know, have this extra money that's coming in. Do I just keep plowing into savings, or, you know, when can I let off the gas a little bit?
Well, you tell me, what do you want to do? Do you want to keep working? Do you have a pension? Is there some idea that, like, I'm going to move from the startup and then go to academia and, like, chill out for 30 years? Or, you know, tell me what you guys want to do. And also, when your wife starts working again, what will that bring to the table in terms of income?
Yeah, so I'll answer your last question first, which is, I think that when she goes back in the workforce, one of the great things that, and I've had this conversation with her, is that, you know, she could do whatever she wants, right? Like, we don't need the money, so anything that she wants. But my expectation is probably going to be somewhere in the $50,000 to $60,000 range.
So now let's talk about what you really want to do. You're young, right? You're 40, 41, you said. Let's pretend that, you know, you're not making 250. As you said, maybe in a couple of years, it's more like 200. How long do you think you can sustain that for?
And this is, I guess, the crux of my question. It's a two-part question. It's just, I just kind of want to know that I'm on track. Like, if I keep sustaining that forever, right? Like, I've always worked as a first generation immigrant. My parents and my family, like, we don't have that kind of savings built up. So it's kind of like a savings mentality. And I want to help the rest of my family. I have two sisters, but in reality, it is my nieces and nephews that I want to help, you know, as they're growing up, to kind of help with them. And then also put my kids on a stronger footing. So I don't actually think that I'm ever going to retire. Okay. I don't have that as a view for later, but what I do want is, or what I want to get to is a point in life where I can, as you termed it, fine, right? A financially independent, like, next endeavor. Mm-hmm. At what point can I start, you know, maybe dabbling in something that's not 200,000, maybe it's a little bit less. Maybe I can go to a smaller company, work, you know, yeah, build up equity in that company or something along those lines.
Tell me about life insurance and estate documents. Do you have life insurance?
Yes. After our last call, we upped our life insurance. I'm up to $2 million on myself. Mm-hmm. And we got life insurance for my wife as well, $1 million for her. The estate documents we do have, but they're not great. We did like an online version, so we have something to cover. In the next couple of months, there's a local lawyer that we're meeting with to get a little bit more personalized in terms of estate documents.
As long as you have something. I mean, I think it's great to get a lawyer, and, you know, I'm a big believer in that. But as long as you have something at least to hold you over, that's fine with me. Now, Mark, would you like to give the pronouncement on James and his wife's condition? Because, by the way, his subject in his email was nervous at 41. So what do you think?
I don't think there's anything to be nervous about, but I get it, that first generation mentality. I'm familiar with it. Yeah, they're doing a great job, especially on just one income alone. You're saving this much money and you still have that much money left over. And now your wife's going to be going back into the workforce. I mean, you guys are you are on track to give yourself plenty of options down the line.
And I'm also thinking that, you know, if you want to do something, you have extra cash flow. Mark, where do you think that money should be directed? Should it go into those 529 accounts? Should he just up those a bit?
Or a combination of that and then just, you know, supercharging the brokerage account.
Talk to us a little bit about those nieces and nephews that you'd like to help out. Do you want to try? I mean, I guess one way to do it would be, depending on their age, you could open or have the parents open a 529 account for those kids. And you could pop some money in there. If you have an extra good, juicy bonus season, maybe you'd put a couple grand in there. I mean, is that something you think that they are interested in?
Yes and no. Like, they're very proud. So I'm not sure how that would go. Mm. That sounds like a great idea. And I think something along those lines would be a good idea. Maybe even an Atma or something along those lines, where doesn't need to be 100% for education, but definitely saving along those lines. I didn't really think about the implications of that, but that makes sense.
And what about family, like, up a generation? You have the immigrant mentality. Are your parents or your wife's parents still alive? And if so, do they need any assistance?
Yeah, both sets of parents are alive. My parents will not really need assistance, they're doing well. My wife's parents, I already kind of support them, but it's not a large amount at this point. It's about $5,000 a year. Mm-hmm. But I do expect probably some of that to increase as we
You know what, in that case, I agree with Mark that if we were to isolate how much extra you have on a monthly basis, you can split it between your own kids' 529 plans and your brokerage accounts. And out of that brokerage, you can help your wife's parents, you can help your nieces and nephews if necessary. Maybe it's not even worth it to set up their own, the 529 plans dedicated to those other kids. I think that's kind of it for you guys. I think you're in very good shape. You're nervous because why? What would give us that explanation?
I think it's just the mentality, right? Like when you grow up poor and you come to this country and there's a lot of things that you have to deal with. It's just, there's always that, I think, general nervousness. I think I have never gotten away from that. I've tried, right? But at the same time, there's always that, but also trying to build something for the future, because it just, as an immigrant, like your roots in the country seem tenuous, at least for my kids don't have that view, right? Like, because mm-hmm. they're Americans through and through.
Yeah, they're spoiled American brats, of course.
Also, we live well within our means, so that helps.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is very different because my kids have never, you know, especially my son who is 4, if he wants something, he will ask and his dad will get it for him, right?
Right.
Like, it's just,
What about your parents with them? Is it weird for your parents to see like the abundance that your children enjoy?
Oh no, they give them stuff like.
Oh my God, it's the other way. They corrected.
More than that though, I've been lucky in that my parents have been very, and my wife's parents are, but just what they give them is not so much material stuff, although they give them $100 every time they see them. It is, here's how we garden, here's how we do these things.
Aww.
Like really interesting stuff.
That's so nice. I love that. If you, like James, are feeling a little nervous, and obviously, given the volatility in markets, it is understandable that you're feeling jittery. And if you are a little bit anxious about that, Mark and I can help you out. All you need to do is go to JillOnMoney.com. In the upper right-hand corner, there's a Contact Us button, and you should click that button, and then you will fill out the form. If you want to come on the air, check the box. There's also a box next to the Contact Us box, which says poll. Please take our poll. There are exactly 2 questions. It's really not that big a deal, okay? Leave us a rating and review on Apple. That helps as well. For our Jewish listeners in the community, it is the air of, the day of, the evening of this evening will begin Yom Kippur, which is the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. If you are going to fast, I hope you have an easy fast. Mark, it's one of the few things that I do. I always fast on Yom Kippur. I don't know why. It's just habit. So this is a good time to reflect on what's really important to you if you are doing that. And if you are not Jewish, it's always good to reflect on what's really important to you. So do that, okay? And also, while you're at it, do something nice for someone else today. It will make that person feel good, and I know it will make you feel good. Mark Talercio is the co-host and executive producer. We are distributed by Paramount Global. We drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Try to lift someone up today. Curiosity, compassion, community. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you on Thursday. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of 2 women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.